KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. President Obama has signed executive orders lifting economic sanctions on Iran. It comes after the International Atomic Energy Agency certified Iran had met its obligations to the nuclear watchdog. Secretary of State John Kerry says the UN Atomic Watchdog Agency has verified that Iran fulfilled its commitment.
Today, as a result of the actions taken since last July, the United States, our friends and allies in the Middle East, in the entire world, are safer because the threat of a nuclear weapon has been reduced.
AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports House Speaker Paul Ryan is lamenting the lifting of the sanctions.
In a written statement, Ryan says the implementation of the nuclear deal really means the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism will reap a financial windfall and likely to use it to finance still more terrorism. He notes a bipartisan majority in the House voted to reject the deal last year and says foes will continue to do all they can to prevent a nuclear Iran.
Meanwhile, U.S. and Iranian officials say Iran is releasing four detained Americans in exchange for seven Iranians held or charged in the U.S. Officials say a fifth American, a student, was released in a move unrelated to the swap. Senior diplomats from the U.S., Japan, and South Korea say they've agreed on working toward a strong response in the U.N. Security Council to North Korea's recent nuclear test. Deputy Secretary of State Antony Blinken talked about North Korea's offer to stop nuclear tests in exchange for the U.S. scrapping joint military drills with South Korea.
It's very hard to take any of their overtures very seriously, particularly in the wake of now their fourth nuclear test.
This is AP Radio News. Sean Penn isn't happy with his interview with Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman.
Sean Penn told CBS's 60 Minutes his article for Rolling Stone was a failure. He wanted to advance the debate on drug policy.
We all want this drug problem to stop. We all want the killings in Chicago to stop. We are the consumer. Whether you agree with Sean Penn or not, there is a complicity there.
The public's attention has been focused on the fact Sean Penn found and met Guzman. There are also questions about whether he helped authorities recapture Guzman or whether he prolonged the search. I'm Ed Donahue.
The company behind the Indiana turkey farm where bird flu was found says it's working closely with state and federal officials. The Agriculture Department says it's found a different strain from the one that killed millions of turkeys and chickens last summer. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.